Hey guys, it's Lottie, and I need to attempt to record this in one continuous track. I recorded an audio a little bit ago, and I posted it, and then I listened to it on my Soundgasm, and it came out sounding like someone who wasn't me, and I dissociated. I felt as though I was not that the essence of who I am was not attached to my body or my voice or the physicality of me in any way. I felt separate from myself. I felt as though the essence of who I am was not in me, but was outside of me. And it was a terrible feeling. And the thought of leaving that audio up kinda made it really, really bad, really intensely. So I deleted it. And not talking about it is making it worse. Not talking about how I felt and why it happened. I just wanted to record some affection, some hugs, some kisses, maybe a little bit of light sensual teasing. To express my affection for you guys and to tell y'all that I care, because I was seeing some sad stuff going up, and some rambles and some ventings and I just wanted to reach out and say that, hey, you are appreciated and you are awesome and you are loved and a valuable part of this community. And I'm so glad that I am part of this community and that you are too. I'm glad to be part of something with you. You, dear person listening, you, dear person who has recorded something, I'm glad to be part of this community with you. And I want to express that physically with hugs and kisses and looking into your eyes and letting our bodies touch in whatever way that you and I feel comfortable with. I want to express that with sensuality and with teasing you and with making you feel good. And I wanted to express that in an audio, and what I ended up doing was something that was completely contrary to the way that I would act in any sort of situation like that. I would not behave in any of the ways that I described. I wouldn't narrate that stuff the way I did. I would just, if I wanted to put your head on my tits, I would just guide your head there. I would just be like, shush, just put your head on my chest and then start petting you or whatever. And I wouldn't say it or tell you to do it. I would just do it and not make a huge fuss of it. I tried to improvise this sort of guided tour of what I would do, but I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't create I wouldn't create something like that. I wouldn't do that if you were with me in person. I wouldn't make that kind of I wouldn't do that out loud in the presence of another human being. I would just do rather than say I'm doing. I would, and the teasing especially, oh God, I would not tease that way. And I fucked it up really bad, and it did not feel like me. It didn't feel real or human or authentic or anything like that. I didn't feel myself in the audio, and that really fucked me up. And the whole point of it was to say that I'm here for you and I support you and I value your contributions to the community and I love you. Well, I mean, I love you in the capacity that you make me feel. Oh, fuck. I don't know. I don't know. It's not like a romantic love that I feel for every person on GWI or anything. I feel a connection and a respect and a sexual stirring. And I guess there is love somewhere in there in my heart for the people I talk to and the people I interact with. And I mean, it's not the same kind of thing that I feel for friends that I've known for a long time, or my boyfriend, or family, I love this community, and I'm passionate about it, and it makes me feel like I belong. That's what I mean when I say I love you. I mean that I love the whole the community, and the people inside of it make me feel welcome and like I have a place to express myself, and I trust you guys, and I want to be more connected to y'all. So I guess that's what I meant there when I let that stupid little L-bomb slip out. Sorry. I might be crying a little bit because this is tough to express properly. I still feel a little bit of that weird disconnect from myself. And sorry, that was my glasses hitting the computer. Something is wrong with me, and having a community like this helps me. Take things that are wrong and make things with. I don't know, I just. Needed some water. Sorry, I just. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I need hugs and support, and I need to give that back to you, because just hearing all y'all's voices, I feel it. I feel the connection and the love and the support and the I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. I just know that you, listener, recorder, community member, friend, I'm sending you hugs and kisses, and if you've ever tried to get in touch with me and I've responded in less than a In less than a, let's try that again. If you've ever tried to get in touch with me and I've responded in a way that wasn't what you were hoping for, I'm sorry. It's through no fault of your own, and I respect you. If I've tried to get in touch with you and come off really weird, if I've commented or PM'd and you've been like, "Who the hell is this chick? She's fucking weird and creepy." I am so sorry for being weird and not entirely with it, not entirely sure of what I'm doing or saying, or if I've been creepy and weird, I'm so sorry. I respect you and I respect what you do, and I'm thankful for what you do, and I just wanted to express to this community that you are wonderful. All of you in this community are wonderful, amazing people, and I look up to and respect you for all that you do here, and just I'm hugging you with my mind, okay? I'm giving you hugs and kisses in my brain, all right? I got shit to do around the house, so everybody take care. I love you. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't you dare drink and drive. I swear to fuck, I will find you. Bye.